Studio 6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Studio 6 session here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We have the wonderful band Stale with us. Give it up, studio audience. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Shall we jump right into it with a song? Let's do that.
Even if it's too far, couldn't pull it away, kept running inside. That was all right.
So good. And we were chatting before the session. Those two songs, I believe, are off of your EP. Sweet. Yeah.
Yes.
And that came out in November of one of the previous years, 2024. And tell us a little bit about the process of recording that EP, how you kind of wrote the songs, where'd you lay it down to tape?
It took a while, actually. I think we did a lot of different iterations of it. But we did it in our jam space, did it ourselves.
Self-produced, self-engineered.
Nice.
Yeah, mixed and mastered it ourselves. I wanted to learn that during COVID, you know, there's nothing to do. So I invested all my time and energy into learning how to do that stuff. And this was the perfect excuse to try it out. So we blended all the gear we have together and, just essentially hashed it out for like a year until we were happy with what we got. But
nice.
That was good.
And how did you guys start as a band?
Well, we met a while ago. Was it 2016? We were in different bands.
Yeah. In Ontario at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were on a music tour, and we were in two different bands, and that's how we met. So I always had an eye on these two.
Yeah, love really at good. First sight, for sure. Love at first sight.
Yeah, for sure. We got along really well. And I moved out to Vancouver right before COVID, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and then stayed inside. came over, and I didn't have a musical prospect or anything. I wasn't doing anything other than learning how to record. And I saw their band had kind of called it quits. I'm sure you guys can speak to that better than I can. But I just messaged them. Said,
nice.
You want to come to Vancouver? We'll try one last time. Mm-hmm. Be in a band together.
Yeah, in Ontario, we were like, it's either going to be Montreal or Vancouver. And you were out there, so easy enough. Here we are.
Yeah, so we work at the same place, you know, Monday to Friday, and we do the Weekend Warrior thing as much as we can, and rent a jam space. We've been doing that since 2002. We've been doing it for...
Woo! Warped Tour days.
I was 22.
Nice.
Damn it.
Sick.
So close.
Yeah. Perfect. Time traveling stale. That's what it is.
Yeah, we travel through time.
Sick.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's have another double shot of stale right here.
All right. Song's called Worried.
Yeah, where you can fix and win.
Fun one. Yeah, just a little bit. Anyone have an oxygen tank? That'd be nice.
If you weren't awake, now you are. Saturday afternoon was stale. Give it up, studio audience, once more. So sick. Let them take a breather. Post-hardcore is serious business.
It is.
Honestly, it really is. And I love hearing just a wall of sound coming out of a trio.
Yeah, I think it keeps things pretty simple.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a little tiring, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sick drum fill, by the way.
Thank you.
That was killer.
You. Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's one of my faves.
Oh, so good. So good. Maybe one of you guys could speak to some of your musical influences, how this sound kind of came about, what you liked listening to, where you're drawing from.
Yeah, I feel like, obviously a lot of post-hardcore bands, I feel like our biggest influences are like Deftones, Fused, Glassjaw. Those are like our big ones, but with a lot more like pop influence kind of thrown into it.
Totally.
Like melodies and stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Helmet's a huge one too. I don't know if anybody remembers Helmet, but
great band.
They don't get the respect they deserve. Just want to throw that one in there.
Amazing. Yeah, we definitely have some of those records in our library, and we'll be getting some new music from Stale here soon. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but if you guys are ready to go, shall we jump into the next quarter?
All right. The song's called Burn. Let's do it.
So we never have to wait to let it out. but we always let it out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stale. Thank you so much for rocking out up here on Burnaby Mountain. We really appreciate it.
We've had a ton of fun. There's a lot of people putting a lot of work in, so we really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Doing this for us.
It's a collaborative effort. It always is. Music is best when people come together.
Sure that.
Now, a few of these songs are on the forthcoming release from you guys. Maybe if we want to give us a little scoop, speak to that process, that recording. Did you keep it kind of, you know, self-contained, self-produced?
Second coming.
Cool.
We've only done the one. We time traveled and we're rewinding, so we do it again. We did kind of the same thing, but we went to a studio. Right next to us, actually, Blue Light, and worked with a fella named Furby.
Yeah, I know Furby Midgley.
He did the music for us, and we all... So the way the first one went is, you know, we tried the multi-tracking and everything like that, and then one day, I think Trevor got impatient. He was like, we just need to book shows. I'm setting up my phone, and we're going to record everything at once and just send that out. I was like, wait, what if we do that with mics?
Right.
And so we set everything up and we played. And when I listened back, I was like, "Oh, this is how we're recording our stuff from now on."
Yeah.
That became
it brought that raw sound that I think, we were after. Once we realized what our sound kind of was after writing a few songs, so we decided to up the ante and put a little money into, Furby recording the instruments with.
Have like, a better room, better microphone.
Better room, better
that's
gear.
Such a nice space, and the console is there, the proper, like, near-field HS.
You wouldn't expect it from the outside.
No, that's the thing, because it's right across from Green Auto, you know? Yeah.
So we did that, and then we're going to do our vocals ourselves and kind of mix and master it ourselves again. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a...
It's a half and half,
A good source recording, and we've just been hanging on to that in our back pocket, as we still kind of hash out the lyrics and everything, but we're taking our time. But we got one tune that we're gonna make a video for, and that'll be actually be the last tune that we play here.
Sick.
But working on it.
Nice.
Taking our time.
As soon as it's done, send it our way. We want to chart it.
For sure.
All right, let's have these last two songs from Stale, everybody. Once more, studio audience, give it up.
Old news. Out.
last song. Thanks for having us.
Let's move to a gun!